It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Did I set a record for how badly a take of mine is already reversed?
It happened pretty quick. It's already done.
On WGR.
I don't know what's happening.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome in. Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Evans on the board as we get ourselves back into this thing. Unfortunately, I have to start this opening banter out on a little bit more of a serious note.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, obviously, yesterday with the news of Johnny Gaudreau, everything like that, and it's... This is the second time we've done this on a Sports Talk Saturday. That we've had to talk about a drunk driver incident regarding an athlete, really.
Right.
Because you were hosting and I had called in.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is the second time that we've had to kind of make a comment about this sort of thing. And here's the main crux of it. It doesn't matter who... Let me rephrase this. It should not matter who the victim is.
No.
Any victim of a drunk driving incident doesn't deserve what happens to them, be it injuries or worse. And all it takes is for you to not be selfish.
Right. In today's day and age as well, with Uber and Lyft out there, there's no reason anyone should be behind the wheel intoxicated.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's a far more common problem than we all know. It is a far more common problem than we all realize. And all it takes is just a little bit of selflessness to realize that you should not be driving. Johnny Gaudreau was 31. Matthew Gaudreau was 29. Johnny has two kids under the age of two.
Yes.
Matthew has a child yet to be born.
Right. And their sister was supposed to be married.
Their sister's wedding weekend was that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were to be married yesterday.
Yeah.
And it just, everything about it, the story gets more and more gut-wrenching. And to hear, like, not only under the influence, but also passing on the right on the shoulder.
That infuriates me. Even when I see drivers do that, right?
Yeah.
And it's because someone's trying to make a left turn and they're too impatient. And, you know, there might be someone on the other side of the car, but we're going to take the quick route around the
side. I'll
tell
you right now. I was running late to work today. Someone was driving about 25 miles an hour in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I dealt with it.
Right. Breathe. The world's not crumbling if you're not there.
I was saying words making fun. But at the same time, you know, that's the best we're going to get is I'm going to try to make fun of this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it. You shouldn't be selfish about this sort of thing. If you're going to go and have fun responsibly. If you're going to have a couple drinks, make sure that you know that you have a plan if you have more than a couple drinks. But also, one drink's enough to get you tagged for driving under the influence.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
But
give yourself time.
Give yourself time.
And if it's not going to work, don't force it.
Exactly.
Literally just call an Uber. Your car will be there the next morning and someone can take you to get it.
You know your body at that point.
It's
not lying to you. Don't be arrogant. Don't be selfish. And don't be a... bleep, bleep, but bleep, bleep, bleep. Because there are words that I wish I could say right now that I know that I cannot.
Mm-hmm. There'd be a hefty fine.
I would lose my job straight up.
Yeah.
And it might be worth it. So, look, it... Everyone should try to at least respect each other a little bit more. And respect yourself.
Right.
What are you getting out of driving home drunk anyway? Or driving anywhere drunk?
You're saving $20. Big, like...
What are you getting out of this? You're getting nothing out of this.
Yeah.
Learn to respect one another in that way and respect yourself. Because... Like, of course, you see online, like, the driver, everyone's like, you know, throw the book at him, and rightfully so. The thing is, you had no self-respect that you decided to drive drunk like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, this goes out to everyone, anyone in the world. Don't be selfish. Don't be arrogant. And have your fun responsibly, okay? When we come back, we will get into the NFL preview.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL season, ready to go, rifling through here. And we're going to have an extended segment for this because we took the short one here, which is supposed to be our usual booty cheek of the week, actually.
Oh.
I'm not going to talk more about this. That hasn't been discussed already.
Yeah.
Because it's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
But rest in peace to Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau. The Columbus Blue Jackets hockey player in Johnny and Boston College, and also hopped around a little bit of the minor leagues in Matthew Gaudreau, who doesn't get talked about enough in this, obviously, because of the profile of him. But he's gone too. So everyone needs to, you know, make sure to say something about that.
Yep.
But
be smart.
Be smart. Don't be a jerk. And we'll be back.
Where do you start? Buffalo Joe. What a story. Really cool story for Joe. You know, I don't know where you start. The guy just shows up, doesn't say a word. And there's a saying sometimes, don't count your reps. Make every rep you get count. I would say Joe is that. Obviously, he came in here, came to our local day, you know, did well enough there. We invite him back for our rookie camp. And fortunately, at that time, we still needed to sign another linebacker. And so he stood out the most there. And every step of the way, check the box, kept himself in play. Never worried about whether he got 5 reps in practice or 15.
Bills general manager Brandon Bean talking about Joe Andreessen, mm-hmm, making the 53-man roster. And, hey, I got to say, you know what? Good on him.
Right. I've even said it on this show before the Buffalo Joe thing. After working those UB games all last season, he was a consistent name you heard throughout, mm-hmm, the entire broadcast on defense, making splash plays, big tackles. He led the team in tackles, right? He put his all out there, and he made the team. Like, that's a phenomenal story, and he's a local guy. So it all just stacked up for him. You can't help but be super happy for the guy.
Exactly.
Truthfully. Like, and there's not a bad angle to this story at all. Like,
exactly. Especially with thinking about this, there was the timing was also impeccable on this with him and his ascent, because the Bills had just lost Matt Milano to injury.
Yeah.
And everyone's thinking, okay, I had said it on pregame. They signed a bunch of linebacker depth. I didn't expect it to be tested right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my favorite signings in Deion Jones wasn't looking too good. Well, what happened? Joe Andreessen decided, we got this.
hold my beer.
Your linebacker depth will be fine. I'm here hanging around, and I'm not just a practice squad guy at this point. We're going.
Right.
And that's big. That is huge for a player that, I don't know if the snark cannon's around, but I might need to steal it from Jeremy, because I've got a real snarky comment about Joe Andreessen. Ready, you said how there's no bad angle to this.
Is there a bad angle?
No,
to it?
There's not. This actually makes it even better. As we prepare the snark cannon that I just stole from Jeremy, I can't believe the Chiefs let us get Joe Andreessen. Because he was with the Chiefs during minicamp.
That's right.
Or rookie minicamp, I should say.
Rookie minicamp, you're right. And then he came to the Bills on a tryout basis.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. There's your snark cannon moment right there. Quick, put that back before Jeremy notices.
hide it. Hide the evidence.
Put the tarp back on it. we got to make sure he doesn't know. But yeah, that was a peak moment for me to there just to see it, because like, oh my God, all that, like, oh, the Bills let the Chiefs get Xavier Worthy. Well, yeah, the Chiefs let the Bills get Joe Andreessen.
Yeah, and here's the thing too: you love to see the support the players are giving him on the field, right?
Yeah,
especially Greg Russo.
Mic'd up. Deion Jones was immediately like, hey, let's have a day.
Yeah.
Let's have a day on the first preseason game.
Right. That entire front line and Greg Russo smacking his helmet after every good play he did and everything, like, they were rooting for him the entire time. And that's,
exactly.
You know.
And honestly, it was Pittsburgh. That game was the difference, because
that was Pittsburgh starters he was actually making a difference against.
And then later on, even against Justin Fields, a guy who tormented players like this. In college, repeatedly, and even in the pros, when it came to his rushing, like,
oh yeah, he's got.
But
some
he
legs.
Makes a responsible play that doesn't come on the stat sheet, where he gets the proper angle to stop Fields from making and converting a 4th-and-2, and the defense swarms him. And that play started with Andreessen.
Yeah.
So, again, great story. You got a snarky comeback now. For Chiefs fans, if you want it,
mm-hmm.
There's, like,
I didn't
you
know
said,
that. That's awesome.
Zero bad angles.
Yeah.
To this story and how it's going to go there. But one player a roster does not make, not even Josh Allen. It's a big piece. And if he goes down at any point this season, it's lost. So, yeah, whatever. But
Allen, you're saying?
Yeah. But, you know, especially because of the backup quarterback situation that we had to watch this preseason.
Yeah, most of them are gone. Ben DiNucci and Anthony Brown, I felt a lot more comfortable with on a week's practice than I did with Mitch Trubisky running the show. But, you know, they kept Mitch Trubisky with his knee injury. The one good thing, though.
They got Mike White on the practice squad, though.
Yes.
That's big.
Flip the two of them.
I would seriously think that.
Once
he gets comfortable with the playbook.
Flip him.
Flip him, because Mike White is...
He can come in and win games.
He has come in and won games.
Yeah.
So, like, there should have been a legitimate quarterback controversy in New York when Zach Wilson was there with Mike White.
Mm-hmm. And he even made the comment, I don't want to be locker mates with Matt Milano. And my rib cage might be on the 30-yard line.
Yeah, a piece of my rib cage is on the 30-yard line.
Well, it got turned into a folding chair by Matt Milano,
that
essentially.
That is the dark humor that we all live to be able to say with a microphone in front of us.
Yep. And self-awareness. Gotta love it, right? He's the one who said it.
Self-awareness, but like, I'm sure somebody asked.
Yeah, probably.
Like, that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the question. We just got the answer.
Yeah.
You gotta bet that someone asked that.
Mm-hmm.
However, the Bills this year, they come in banged up. There are questions abound at wide receiver.
There's multiple
questions at safety. There's questions on the offensive line that didn't look particularly good in the preseason. That said, it's going to be a long year. It's going to be one that might test us. And for once, I'm ready for it.
I'm excited.
Last year, it was a test that nobody was ready for. We were not prepared for them to be at 6-6 at any point.
Mm-hmm. 500 at all. Like, I was just like, whoa,
yeah,
what's happening
here? You
would
think, yeah, no, you're not a 500 team. You are a Super Bowl contender. You're running it back with this team.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we don't know what they're going to be. And that is where the test lies. That's where some of this patience is going to be in. Okay, how good is this retooling of the roster going to be? And the answer is we don't truly know. However, as long as there's one player under center that, and I just said one player doesn't make a team, one non-quarterback doesn't make a team, I should say.
Yes. You can win with JA17.
Yes.
That's, again, if he went down with the current, before Mike White, backup quarterback situation, we're going for a high draft pick. That's what's happening at that
yes.
point. That's where the season turned. Mitch Trubisky's
going to
tank
where I
it.
Would, that's where I'd bring up the Tom Moore quote, mm-hmm. Former Colts offensive coordinator, when asked, why don't you let the backup get reps and we don't practice bleeped, is the quote that Tom Moore says.
Yeah.
So the thing is that we don't know what this team is going to look like, but I'm excited for many reasons. And one of them starts with Joe Brady. You got nothing of what he was going to run in the preseason because Allen played 10 plays.
Right.
And in the preseason, you're not putting up a real game plan anyway.
No, you're trying things out. You're just putting base plays down to get players the chance to prove themselves, right?
Exactly. And
you're not
more of an
game
eval.
Planning for other teams.
Yeah, you're not game planning. You're eval.
Mm-hmm.
It's just evaluation at that point. And for me, it's all about, can you take what was the second half of the season and improve on it, especially in the red zone? Because under Ken Dorsey in particular, this team became far worse at it with Dorsey running the show as the offensive coordinator, to where Allen was infamously great at not throwing interceptions in the red zone, anything like that. And all of a sudden, when Dorsey's here,
it was
the turnovers
right. Yeah.
From 20 and in were showing up.
Yeah. Someone said it on a broad... Well, whoever was commentating that first red zone interception he threw said, this guy doesn't throw interceptions in the red zone, and then the next play he threw a pick.
Yeah.
I was just like, why? Why are we doing this? But you're right. It became a trend with Ken Dorsey.
It became a trend under Ken Dorsey in particular. It didn't get much better with Brady to end the year, but it's also still mostly Dorsey's playbook.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm excited to see what's going on here. There is a new installation of an offense that's going to have wrinkles because Brady worked under Dorsey. He worked with Dable. Like, he's worked with these guys at this point that there's going to be pieces of everything. However, it's going to be key. This team will go as far as the offense goes. And this team, because there's questions on defense with how it's going to reload. The Bills may have lost Diggs, Davis, and Mitch Morse on offense. The amount of snaps lost on defense?
Exponentially more.
They are so far greater. I don't know if those are words that should form a sentence. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. It is. The safety room, you lost your two veterans. Those are huge, right?
You lost your cornerstones.
Your cornerstones of your defense.
And one of your corners.
Yeah.
In addition.
Granted,
They did find an in-season replacement in Rasul Douglas.
Yeah.
But again, there's your veteran of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Of the entire group. It's Rasul Douglas.
And he's been here for a half season on average, right? Or a little more?
Correct. Yeah, when it comes to like years played, it's Rasul Douglas.
Right.
But within the system, what? Christian Benford has the most starting snaps in the secondary?
Yeah, and he's been solid. I think you're right. I think it would be Christian Benford.
But that's how much change is there.
Mm-hmm. In the safety room.
The safety room. Because
Cole Bishop, Mike Edwards, those guys. Like,
and DeMar Hamlin. DeMar. All injured, by the way. Mm-hmm. That, all throughout the preseason. That was a fun time. We all love seeing that. One of the biggest position battles that I was excited to see. And we got to witness none of it because all of them got hurt. Why? Why be Bills fan?
Why? Why be Bills fan?
Why Bills fan? Do you like questioning all of your life decisions? Become a Bills fan today.
Pretty much. But then again, I feel like to question all of your life decisions and be a Bills fan, you had to have been a fan through 18 years of nothing. That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying like, yes.
Sup.
But if like a new fan rolls in and starts questioning his life, I'm like, you can't.
No, you can, because you jumped into the longest active playoff drought at that time.
Yes. I'm saying like now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the, you know, divisional round exit, like they make it to the playoffs every season.
It's a different kind of pain.
Yes.
That's
why
you
can't compare the two.
One you got numb to.
Mm-hmm.
Like you start to learn how to feel nothing.
Yeah. I used to play Madden as a kid.
But the thing is, from a drought where you felt nothing to then have to experience the pains of losing in the most gut-wrenching, knife-stabbingly ways possible that the Bills have.
And for some people, reigniting those pains from the 90s.
Yes, for Super Bowl runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They have... I hate admitting this. But the Bills have found some of the most creative ways to really hurt the fan base's feelings.
Yeah. Test the loyalty of the fan base, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
It is. But it's also just, man, they're getting kind of good at this. Now, Nate Geary and I, we were talking about this during the last preseason game last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate brings up to me, like, oh, you know, like, why does Josh Allen and why do the Bills in particular get all this attention about all their windows closing, but then nobody says the same thing about Baltimore? And I said it's because, well, the Bills haven't won anything. It's an easier target. They're never remembered for anything other than that. Baltimore has been a very similar team. Thanks, Kansas City. You take the fun away for all of us. And I do mean all of us.
Yes.
To where, yeah, why aren't we talking about the Bengals? But that's next year's conversation anyway. When they lose T. Higgins and they have to deal with all these
and the real Slim Shady sits down. Yeah, all that.
But the thing is this. Baltimore has won Super Bowls. So there's something to somehow cling on to.
Right. It's like the Steelers.
It may have been... Hang on.
How long ago was that?
How long ago it was? 2013. So it's been...
It's been over a decade.
It's been at least a decade now.
Yeah.
But the head coach still has that there.
Yep, it's Tomlin. That's the same situation in Pittsburgh. They've been a 500 team since Roethlisberger left, and they weren't really great towards the end of his career.
Not to mention the mismanaging of all the talent that they had in Roethlisberger, Bell, and Brown.
Exactly. But, you know, we have that trophy. You know, we've been there. That's what I'm remembered for. I'm Mike Tomlin. Yep. That's
exactly.
It. McDermott has none of that. So everyone's going to think, oh, 13 seconds. Oh. Because AFC the championship blowout against the Chiefs.
Because the peaks of this Bills roster have been crushing defeats at the hands of the same football team.
Yeah.
The AFC championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the farthest we've seen the Bills get since the 90s.
Right. And that season, you might have thought they weren't going to win that game. Because the Chiefs were the Chiefs and the Bills weren't the Bills.
The Chiefs also weren't playing their best football at that moment either when the championship game happened. Cleveland almost got away with it and Chad Henne ruined the dream of the Lake Erie battle.
Yeah.
So remember that.
Yep.
However, again, the problem is when you've looked your best in the moments that matter the most, you still lost.
Right.
Because what are those other two games against the Chiefs in the divisional round considered? Insta-classics. Games that you remember.
Yeah, this one. Wide right echoes through Highmark Stadium once again. Like, you know, the 13 seconds. You can watch any of those games. I still would. Like, and get to the end.
As an outsider of either fan base,
yes,
you can enjoy watching that football game.
Mm-hmm.
And love every moment of it and go, it is a shame someone had to lose this game.
Yeah.
One more so of a classic than the other, but also still, probably the tightest game of the AFC playoffs was Bills-Chiefs. Because Baltimore didn't put up a fight the next week, I could tell you that.
No, they did not.
Had the one seed, they laid down and died.
Mm-hmm. That locker room dance didn't do anything.
No.
After they beat in the divisional round. I forget who they played.
Yeah, it was the Texans.
The Texans, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, once again, yeah, it's not just because... Both of these teams, like the Bills and Ravens in particular, they've been mostly the same. It's also because the Bills have ineptitude behind them. Four straight Super Bowl losses. A 17-year playoff drought. Those are things that the Bills have that the Ravens don't. They have infamy.
Yeah.
So that's why Buffalo is looked at in a darker light. And that's why people are saying... within the national media, the Super Bowl window's closing. No. It's a different window.
Yeah. Like, you know how sometimes you have to close the window a little bit to get the momentum to shoot the window back up?
I was just going to say, you ever see that school bus meme?
Like, what one? The one magic where, school bus?
The one where on one side he's super sad and the other one's looking out the window smiling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes.
That's what's going on here now.
Yeah, you're
right. The past... is that dark, sad place.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to go there.
No. You get the couple bright spots in the clouds, right? But that's it. It's mostly a dark, sad place.
It's mostly a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
But now in the future, we don't know what it is. There's this new sort of hope. And that hope still remains with one constant. They have something that most other teams in the National Football League do not. that guy. Josh Allen is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a certified that guy.
Well, yeah, when he's getting rated overrated and the biggest trash talker by all these people, players.
First of all, the players rated Mac Jones in the top 100 2 years ago. Let's not listen to the players.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about that. Don't worry about the players. They're just, oh, my God. Let the players hate and like players randomly that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers got in the top 100 this past
and
year despite having quite literally your stats. A messed up Achilles tendon and 0 yards.
Oh, my God. You're totally right. I put up the same stat line as Aaron Rodgers in 2023.
Yes.
That's insane.
You had a messed up Achilles and 0 passing yards.
I can't believe that's one thing I can say I saw in person. Aaron Rodgers, his highlight reel, just running out with the flag. That's it.
Yep.
That was it.
That's it. That's all we got.
Then Leonard Floyd ended that, but...
I mean, it
was just a freak accident. His foot got planted in the ground, and that was it. Like
things happen in the National Football League. Players get hurt, and that's something that's natural, unfortunately.
Especially as a 40-year-old.
It's just funny that I'm looking at someone that also has a bad Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
And you had the same amount of passing yards. So
never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
pretty remarkable.
It might be one of the worst things I've said about you of all time. Congratulations, yeah. You're Aaron Rodgers.
Right. I'm going to go sit in a cave for 3 weeks and figure out my life. Take a darkness retreat. If you don't
drink some weird tea.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes.
Back-to-back MVPs coming after some psychedelics. That's all I got to say.
Which, by the way, I get wanting new teams to talk about. But now here comes the crux of the NFL preview here.
Mm-hmm.
Until the Bills are dethroned, you shouldn't count them out.
Exactly. I'm looking at odds right now. They are counted out. The Jets, I mean, it's strength of schedule, right? At the end of the day.
Yes,
the Jets
have an easier schedule. But you have a quarterback who started playing some of his worst football a couple years ago in Green Bay, like actually started to look like he was declining,
mm-hmm.
is now coming off of a torn Achilles.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. After the MVP seasons... in Green Bay, as he finished it off there,
his last season
it wasn't
in Green
great.
Bay was not good.
No, and he still had Devontae Adams and all those guys.
No.
No?
It was the young group, Christian Watson,
oh,
Romeo Doubs.
Yeah.
And he started throwing them actively under the bus on the Pat McAfee show.
You're totally right. Yeah. Now they don't do that segment anymore, right? They got rid of
that? No, because Aaron Rodgers talks out of his...
You know what?
Yeah.
I forget. That last season in Green Bay is so forgettable for him because he really didn't do anything.
As a matter of fact, Green Bay collapsed and fell out of the playoffs in the final game against Detroit, who was not a good defense that year at all.
Yeah.
They were dreadful. They locked him down in Week 18, and Green Bay had the door shut on him.
Mm-hmm. With Aaron Rodgers.
With Aaron Rodgers, and Seattle snuck in.
That's right. With Geno, right?
They needed an overtime win against the Rams.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What a storybook. What a script. I commend the writers.
So I get it. You want new teams to talk about. The Dolphins continue to prove that they should not be talked about in that sense.
Nope.
Because every November, they forget how to play football.
Right. Or if it's a team with a winning record, they can't beat them.
I would just go into the constants of they collapse late season. That has been far more frequent than them.
That was really just last season.
Yeah,
they couldn't
last season they couldn't beat the 500 teams.
No,
Or greater than 500 teams, I should say.
They beat Dallas.
Yes,
who was 500?
Which is more about? No, they were strong last year record wise.
Were they
the 2 seed? They were the first 2 seed to lose a 7. You're mixing up your Dallas years.
I am mixing up Dallas years,
yes.
Yeah.
Because they're all the same with them.
right.
Speaking of pain repeated, the thing is, I don't know why it needs to be bothered to try to find new teams to talk about if there's one that continues to do so much and has a lot of talking points. Why not continue to go on with, they've got a lot of question marks, but... until proven otherwise, Josh Allen's there.
Right.
I know why.
11-1.
It doesn't drive ratings.
Yeah.
And fake TV is fake TV.
Right. That's just how it's going to be. The talking heads are going to go. That's
how it's going to be. At least I know that, like, Mike Greenberg will always at least
Have a soft spot.
They have a soft spot for his favorite team. So if anyone's being genuine about the New York Jets at ESPN, it's Greeny.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense. He's a fan. I understand that.
He rips them, too.
He rips them,
yeah,
too.
He rips them, yeah.
But I get it. You at least
it's think, like us.
Yeah. You at least think they should be able to do it, which there's a logical reason behind it. They have such a strong roster, a strong defense. They have all these good pieces around him. Around Aaron Rodgers, but there's such a question mark that you should not be irresponsibly saying, oh yeah, no, it's the Jets division. Why are they the favorites? Why are they the favorites? Are they the favorites?
Yeah, plus 160. The Bills are plus 195. Dolphins plus 210, and the Patriots plus 2600. Long yeah. shot.
Considering that the Dolphins are more accomplished in these last few years than the Jets have been.
Right.
Yeah, that's
they've actually made a playoff appearance.
They've made playoff appearances.
Mm-hmm. Can't win the first game.
They can't win in the playoffs. That's their problem.
Yeah.
But the Jets haven't made the playoffs. As a matter of fact, we have to thank the New York Jets because the Buffalo Sabres would have the longest active playoff drought of all four major sports teams, if not for the Jets.
Right. So we need to keep the Jets out
we
and
need
let
to
the Sabres
in. Keep
the
Jets down.
Let the Sabres in this year with Lindy. Then it is just the Jets.
We need
and Buffalo can no longer be in the conversation.
To keep the Jets down.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the Sabres do, be damned.
Yeah.
Keep the Jets down.
Listen, with a 40, I think he's 41 now. Or 40. 40 or 41. With that old of a quarterback, like you said, coming off an Achilles repair, but not a traditional one. It's a speed bridge Achilles repair. So it's a little different, a little newer, right? Mm-hmm. It got him a little quicker back. Him saying he was going to play at some point last year. What a joke.
Not believing that.
No. But the speed bridge Achilles repair at 41 years old, you're not. I'm sorry. I don't think you'll be the same. You won't be able to scramble around. You saw it in behind-the-scene videos at their training camp. He was slowing down and limping, gimping off that one foot, his right foot.
Yeah. So we'll see what they've got. I just think it's irresponsible to think that they should be the favorites.
Yeah, to put them in front. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the part. But that also might be a good tactic by Vegas.
Right. They're going to pull some money in.
Hey, let's get connected to our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Well, there we go. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Rick in Williamsville. Rick, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem.
Just wanted to comment on you guys talking about Rodgers. I'm not a Rodgers apologist, but he did have a broken thumb his last year in Green Bay. You know, so, mm-hmm. You know, some of the quarterbacks, they playing with a broken thumb is not easy.
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine that. Now, Rick, that's going to bring up something else to me now, and I'd like your take on this. If, like, he's got the broken thumb and now the Achilles injury, is durability fair to call into question at that point, too?
Well, of course it is. I mean, mm-hmm. He's old. He couldn't even get away from D lineman back in Green Bay his last couple of years. Me and my son were complaining he was getting chased on by D linemen, you know, and the Jets line is not great. So mm-hmm. I think he's in for a long season. But, you know, like I said, that last year in Green Bay, in his defense, just to play devil's advocate here, he did have a broken thumb. So,
no, I appreciate that. That's good job checking us on that. I will always appreciate that of, hey, slow your roll, guys. There's something still missing here.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know Davante Adams was
and I looked it up. Yeah, he was playing with a broken thumb, and there were comments made about that back in November of 22.
Yeah, imagine gripping the ball with that, though, too. So it adds something to that.
Even the non-throwing hand, that's still that would still be a problem.
Well, Justin Herbert missed time with broken fingers, and then they tried to tape him up. I still can't imagine throwing a spiral flick in your wrist with broken fingers.
Yeah,
how does that work?
There's
something missing there.
Yeah, there's something missing there. Also, grip.
Yeah.
In particular.
Throwing ducks because
of a broken
thumb.
Yeah, if you're
taping
your hand, like, grip is a problem at that point.
Yeah, you can't put a club on a quarterback like you can a lineman. So.
Exactly. So, again, I don't know how it's such a shoo-in to make the Jets a betting favorite, but I also now I'm thinking on the devil's advocate side, thinking about what Rick is telling us there, I think it might be a good play by Vegas.
Oh, 100%. Look at the Jets' schedule. Any proclaimed good team should be able to go 12-5 with that schedule.
It doesn't start out very promising
for them. It doesn't.
But the first night against the 49ers.
Right. But from that point forward, it's a solid schedule. Like, it's easier than the Bills, I guess, strength of schedule wise compared to the other teams in the AFC East. I haven't really looked into the Dolphins schedule. We'll probably do that later in the show at some point. But, you know, I think it, if you're really touting the Jets as this big team that's going to be coming up, right? And Rodgers is back, so they're going to be challenging the Bills for the AFC's title. And look at the two schedules between the two of them. Mm-hmm. It's an easy play to make them the favorite for people to chomp on that bet, you know?
Exactly. It's, yeah. Like, there's a good play of it, I think, within Vegas. But until proven otherwise,
yeah,
I'm going to be arrogant about it.
Until proven otherwise, I'm taking the Patriots at plus 2,600 for a long shot.
Yes, the team that is actively protecting their quarterback from being destroyed by a bad offensive line.
Yes.
Which...
Ramondre Stevenson season.
There's mixed reviews on that, of Drake May not starting for the Patriots.
Yeah, I feel like Gerard Mayo did say he was, like, ready or something like that.
Yeah, and then he's been better.
Yeah, and then he put Brissett in right away. And I was like,
I think that has to do with... they're going along the lines of thinking of, hey, maybe we shouldn't rush this guy in there right away because there might be a problem. And there's merit to that strategy still nowadays, when so many quarterbacks are now starting from the word go.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen didn't start to actually get better in his rookie year until he got hurt.
Right.
And he had to sit a couple games.
Yeah, Matt Barkley came in, beat the Jets.
Exactly. I mean, we did have to experience Nathan Peterman again, but you know what? It was a price worth paying.
I think that goes in with the four Super Bowl losses, the drought.
Yeah.
It's just Nathan Peterman.
Having a player throw five interceptions in the first half of his first start.
I remember I was working at a pizza place at that point in time, and I was watching it. I was just getting mad behind the counter. And then, I just couldn't believe what I was watching.
And then he starts against Baltimore. It's a disaster. And then he comes in against Houston and throws the game-winning pick six.
Yep.
Game-winning for Houston.
And then in Jacksonville, in the playoffs, for the playoff berth with Tyrod, Tyrod gets knocked out. Peterman comes in and almost throws a pick six. Did he throw an interception?
He threw a game-ending interception.
A game-ending interception. It was almost for six.
No, it was just it was a sealer. Jalen Ramsey got it and fell down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was there almost a pick six? There had to have been, because I remember that vividly, because I chipped my tooth biting my nails from that game.
He would throw two more pick sixes since that day. The near pick six was Baltimore, the first game of the season.
Okay, yes, when Allen got thrown into the fire.
That return ended up getting pushed out at like the two-yard line.
Okay.
The other pick six was against Chicago.
Oh!
And there was a dropped pass that got popped in the air and brought back the other way for a touchdown.
Yeah. This is the first season he's out of a job, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Where he actually got released from a practice squad.
Mm. All right. Well, anyway, we went way off base there.
Nate Peterman took us away.
Yes. But New England, I think, is making a smart call, by the way.
Yeah, don't force Drake May into that situation right now. Figure it out.
If you know it's a bad situation, then to protect him is actually kind of honorable and smart.
It's a good first decision as your head coach. Not first decision,
again,
but big
decision.
Like
I just said, there is merit to not playing someone right away. And I look at how Josh Allen was struggling to start his rookie year when he ended up playing. And Buffalo's plan was to not play him right away.
Yeah.
And then,
'cause look at how Mahomes turned out not playing.
A certain player happened and yada, yada, yada. We can go on from there. But there's merit to it because Allen did not start playing better until he had to sit for a couple games and actually learn from the sideline.
Learn the ropes,
how to read everything like that. Slow it down for him a little bit and not be starting from the word set. Rosen, he didn't start right away, but it still instantly flamed out. Darnold starts right away. We all know how that happens. Mayfield doesn't start right away. And he has the roller coaster of a lifetime. Jackson doesn't start right away.
Look at how he turned out.
He's got two MVP trophies. We could talk about their validity, but that's another show.
Yeah, right.
But 2019.
Oh my God!
He would absolutely give that thing
100%. This past season, I've talked about
questions,
it the one day you weren't here.
Yeah, I said, there's another show for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to it though. There's a lot of nuance. There's a lot within the division, and it still all starts with Buffalo.
Right. Until they're dethroned, it's the Bills.
All right, before we go to break, we'll hit Jerry real quick and Kenmore. Jerry, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
You know, I'm concerned that sometimes things are said media-wise that are just, like, everybody throws them out there. Like, oh, you're losing Diggs, and, you know, they lost Davis. Did anybody watch Davis play the last year? Just a horrible route runner, zero targets half the games. I'm sure there was a headline back in the early 90s where they said, I don't know how the Sabres are going to be any good. They got rid of Grant Fuhr, this Hall of Fame goaltender. They're putting some journeyman in there by the name of Dominic Hasek. I can't imagine they're going to be any good with that. And you guys are guilty of it. This whole leadership in the secondary. How many games in the last 3 years were White, Poyer, and Hyde on the field at the same time? They weren't.
Yep. Now, Jerry, I will counter that by saying it was more noteworthy, less concerning, because I have questions about the safety tandem, but that's because we didn't get to see any of them play. I was not concerned with the secondary. It was just more or less of, hey, they did lose a lot here. I do want the offense to kind of carry the lead this time around this year.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I
just wanted to clarify that one for you. I appreciate that, though. Thank you for telling me.
I don't think there's leadership. I think there's a leadership void, but I think the athleticism increased. Poyer lost a step. Look at his angles on a lot of running plays. Hyde is just dinged. And, you know, White, was he ever going to play at that level ever again? It just, it was time to move on. And you know what? We were hurt a lot the last 2 years. And you know how one of the ways to overcoming injuries? Get younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I did. Jerry, I appreciate that. And like I said, thank you for, again, pointing it out with us because you said, hey, we did it too. And you're right.
Yeah.
I forgot to add my context, and I appreciate that. So thank you.
Because both of us were definitely from the leadership standpoint saying they've lost a step.
Yeah, and I didn't clarify that, and it could be misinterpreted.
Right.
So absolutely.
Yeah, it's just, what are you going to do? The team is younger, so there are going to be some growing pains. Expect it, and we're going to have to deal with it.
Typically, those players are also going to have a little bit less on the injury concerns on the list because they don't have as much mileage on the tracks either.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we do that thing where we make fun of stuff or at least call out what is going on around the sports world. Because, hey, Jerry just picked at it on us there. Maybe it's us. The Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, we're back. We're so back. It's so over. We're so back.
I say that too much. We're so back.
We're so back. So there we go. Welcome to the Booty Cheek of the Week as it returns again with probably, I don't know. Joe, I want you to go first on this.
Mine's a little more on the serious side.
Yeah, it is a little bit more on the serious side. It has to do with the news with Johnny Gaudreau and something that, you know, when you told me about it, it was really kind of, like, it made me sad thinking that this was reality.
Right.
Not just the incident itself now, but coverage of it. There's always going to be something that
doesn't sit right.
Doesn't
sit right.
Something
like that, right? There's always something. So this, a Columbus radio station was having their midday show or afternoon show.
Which that city is in its emotions.
Right.
That's 2 years to the day that
he signed there, I believe.
No, it was there was an incident with the goaltender.
Yes. Oh my gosh, you're totally right. I didn't even remember that. Yes. So this, it's a very somber moment for the entire city, the entire fan base, right? So, you know, might not be the best time to throw product placement at the forefront of your campaign, right? So the morning show, or the show earlier in the day, whatever the show preceding this one was, removed the bottles of Coors Light in a bucket and put it down, right? So this show comes on, and they're continuing the conversation because this is all yesterday when this all broke. They're going through the fresh emotions. The host of this show, because they do a YouTube chat as well, gets the YouTube chats. Why is the Coors Light in the front of the frame?
Yeah, that's
right?
Bad taste.
That's just bad. It's like blocking every... It's the centerpiece of the entire thing, and they're talking about this horrific thing that happened to these two talented brothers, right?
And, right.
Right. In the city that would feel it the most.
Right.
So the host is like, the show before us, this is quoting, the show before us, they took that down. Management wanted it back up. Send that comment to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess upper management and corporate greed is where my booty cheek of the week is today.
Yes.
Because there's no place for that in that kind of a situation.
And good on the radio shows in Columbus to have the foresight to try to at least remove it.
Yeah. That host for even just saying, speaking up on air about it.
Publicly saying something about it. Like, it takes a lot.
Because that could put his job on the line.
Yeah, because let's be real here. We work at a radio station. Like, that's the paycheck.
Yeah.
That's how these buildings stay upright.
It's keeping the lights on.
Advertising.
Yeah.
However, there's a time and a place. And good for both the morning show and the afternoon show for having the cognizance to...
We're not going to put beer in the middle of this right now.
They know it's a sensitive thing.
No matter what brand it is. No, you're not going to put beer in the center or something like that.
I don't care if it has to do with our livelihood. There's a cost of being a good person.
Right.
And
there are bigger things going on currently that need that attention more than a sponsorship sitting in the middle of your set.
A conflicting, so to say. Not that they condone that sort of thing, but like...
Yes.
It's a subject matter.
A relevant ad. Yes. An impaired driver from could be that substance, right?
Like, yes, of course
it is. But like, why? Like, why would you do that? That's just bad taste. So
it was good of the morning show
to take it down
take it down, and it was good on the afternoon show host to say, "Hey, they wanted it up, not us. Mm-hmm. Take it up with them because we wanted to do the right thing."
Exactly. And yes, this is a more serious booty cheek of the week. I'm not screaming about bone-in, boneless wings this time
Correct.
Around.
Correct.
But it's just still very bad taste. So that's mine for the week.
Permission to turn the vibes around.
Yes, flip them.
You know how we're so back?
Yes. Yes.
We're so back because the booty cheek of the week is once again Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
We are so back. We're in football form.
We're back.
Football form. Why? Because a couple days ago, there's a report from an NFL agent expressing the belief that the Jets are in a state of turmoil because of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, how surprising. How surprising.
According to Ben Standing of The Athletic, an agent disclosing to him, there's complete disarray over there. Look at how they've handled Aaron Rodgers. Has one player had more power than him? He skipped minicamp. They've been unable to convert him into a team player. The vibe inside the building is terrible.
Because he's all about himself.
He's all about himself.
He missed a majority of camp because he was on a darkness retreat.
No.
Or was that
treason?
I think he was still in Green Bay when he went on that darkness retreat.
Correct. Green Bay was the darkness retreat. But Rodgers had a trip planned during minicamp.
Okay. Maybe I saw MLF football tweet that one out then.
Yeah, they're not real.
That is not real.
You want to talk about booty cheeks.
Right, yeah.
That would be... Please block that account, everyone.
Yes.
You'll be smarter for it in the end. All right. Speaking of being smarter in the end and paying the bills, we got to go.
Yes.
We'll come back. Get ourselves into the NFL season preview on the grand scheme of things within the National Football League. Mark Schofield talks with us at 1 o'clock, by the way, so you'll want to stick around for that. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.